Okay, I'm about to read chapter 5 here, but before I do so, okay, to that one guy, dude, I am, like, just 10 out of 10 jealous of your voice, because you sound like an audiobook off of Amazon, with the way you're reading that. It just sounds so cool. I just sound all nasally and annoying, so yeah, fuck you and your, you know, chill voice. And, no, I'm kidding. You're pretty cool. And Tremor. No, I knew it was Mary. I knew what a Mary Sue was. I'm just laughing because she doesn't. She's talking about, who is this Mary Sue bitch? why are they always bringing her up and shit? This story ain't about no Mary Sue. This is all about the Obi-Wan Kenobi, man. Holy fuck, 45 chapters? No, I'm not reading all of that in one sitting. I'll go to like, I'll go to like 10 chapters, I think. But here we go. Enough talk. Chapter 5. Here we go. Dumbledore made Draco and I follow him. He kept shouting at us angrily. You ludicrous fools, he shouted. I started to cry, tears of blood down my pallid face. Draco comforted me. When we went back to the castle, Dumbledore took us to Professor Snape and Professor McGonagall, who were both looking very angry. They were having sexual intercourse in the Forbidden Forest, he yelled in a furious voice. Why do you do such a thing, you mediocre dunces? Asked Professor McGonagall. How dare you? Demanded Professor Snape. And then Draco shrieked, because I love her! Come on, Draco. You were just trying to lose your V-card. You don't love her. Here we go. Everyone was quiet. Dumbledore and Professor McGonagall still looked mad, but Professor Snape said, fine. Very well. You may go up to your rooms. Seriously? They get let off that easily. Draco and I went upstairs while the teachers glared at us. Are you okay, Ebony? Draco asked me gently. Excuse my terrible English accent. That was bad. Like, yeah, I guess. I lied. I went to the girls' dorm and brushed my teeth and my hair and changed into a low-cut black floor-length dress with red lace all around it and my black high heels, as usual. When I came out, Draco was standing in front of the bathroom and he started to sing I Just Want to Live by Good Charlotte. I was so flattered, even though he wasn't supposed to be there. We hugged and kissed, and then they fucked. After that, we said goodnight, and he reluctantly went back to his room. And then they fucked. Okay, seriously. I've got to pause and read chapter 6 later.